using the slowing it down, pausing it, looking at the body position and discussing it and saying, you were here, this was here, that was very good, this could be better. They're using the information available to them to improve the performance. So, you know, if I'm trying to give advice to a coach, myself and Fabian would say to them, the information's there. Use it how you want, because everybody uses information differently. You know, there is no perfect way to use the information.
Welcome to World Gymnastic Coaches. I am Coach Emilio. Today, we are joined by Chris Horrigan from FV Curves 3D Gym, alongside co-founder Fabien Bougas. Chris, a former international gymnast, and Fabien, a biomechanics expert, are reshaping gymnastics with their project 3D Gym. Let's explore this exciting new era of coaching together. So, grab your shock and let's dive in. Welcome to the podcast World Gymnastic Coaches. We are here from FV Curves 3D Gym, Chris Horrigan. Welcome.
Hi, Emilio. Thank you very much for the invite. Very happy to be here talking with you today.
Thank you for your time for being here. Also, we will send a greetings to your partner, Fabien Bougas.
Fabien sends his best regards to everybody and yourself. Today, he is on another call, important call at this time of gymnastics with a new code of points and many changes. So he's working hard on a different part of the project. So today I'm here representing us both from 3D Gym, and I'm sure he'll be following and watching as soon as it's out and available.
Perfect. So please, for all the audience, if you can explain who you are and what is FV Curves 3D Gym.
As you said, my name is Chris Horrigan and my business partner is Fabien Bougas. And together we are the managing directors of a company called FV Curves 3D Gym. FV Curves 3D Gym started in about 2011. Where Fabien had an idea to try and develop and create an education platform and tool for gymnasts, coaches, and judges. A very complicated and complex program, which would require a lot of time, energy, research, and development. And at this time, I didn't know Fabien. I had met him through gymnastics and through other work, but I didn't know him as I know him today. So he started a lot of time, 2012, 2013, creating and developing ideas and trying to see what was possible in the sport of gymnastics with the technology that we have created. I came across then Fabien, who was looking for help and support in 2016 about trying to make the project a reality. And I remembered him from working together, and I remembered the project that he did was very interesting. And it interested me to know that he was still looking for help and support, because we both came from gymnastics. I represented my country and Fabien represented his country, and we were both sports biomechanics with university, and Fabien had developed qualifications in 3D graphic design and animation, and I developed qualifications in business and accountancy. So we saw a possibility when we made contact that we could develop a strong team around our skills together. And after a little bit of discussion, we decided that we would go launch the project and try and make the objectives we had in mind become real. So we had a few years of research, development, studying the market, studying sports technology, studying other sports, what they have available, placing our ideas into context of how they would be used, who they would benefit. You know, there's many constraints technically, geographically, biomechanically. There's lots of things that had to be taken into consideration. And we spent a lot of time analyzing this information to create an objective to help the sport, and also a direction that we wanted to take this as a business, in creating something that didn't exist in the sport of gymnastics and other sports like gymnastics, such as trampolining and other gymnastic acrobatic disciplines. So the story dates back to 2011. 2016, we became a team and launched the business. And 2018, we launched our first official program. And since then, we've just been building, continuously developing, improving. And us also, we've been learning as well along the way, because it's been a minefield, if you like, of information, and we've had to make our own mistakes to arrive where we've arrived today. But we know also that there's still a long way to go. But we are a good team together. We've developed a lot. In the small time that we've been working together, we've made a huge impact and made some very powerful partnerships and collaborations. We've helped a lot of people in the sport, and the feedback is very positive, and we see a good future in the direction we go.
Tell us more about your experience like a gymnast or coach, and also Fabien.
Fabien, like, we're both ex-gymnasts. Fabien was a gymnast in France, a high-level gymnast representing teams such as Orléans and training in Lyon and INSEP, the French national setup. And I was the same, competing for Wales in Cardiff. And in teams such as the Commonwealth Games team and national championships, and we both made our gymnastics story and success in our own countries. After we finished competing, we also carried on in the sports, but in the performance side, in things like companies such as Cirque du Soleil and things like this, where we took to performance, performing gymnastic skills in the entertainment sector of the world. And then after this, we developed into our own kind of way of life, because you get older, the body doesn't allow you to do so many things like when you were younger. So you have to begin to stop jumping around and trying to fly through the air. So, you know, we use this experience, and this was the kind of where the idea on the concept was created, because during all this time you learn and you see the world is developing, sports developing, sports education, sports technology is developing. You look in all sports, you look in golf, you look in rugby, football, everything has technology, athletics, you know, motor racing, all these big sports, they use technology to help learning, education, to help performance, for analyze, you know, and we always say that we didn't have this in gymnastics. It's something that gymnastics is one of the most complicated sports in the world, you know. If you're a beginner, an intermediate, or an elite gymnast, coach, or judge, you always need to learn more information. And, you know, we was thinking, if it's this complicated, why is there no technology helping? You know, technology is powerful. In today's world, it's everywhere. Everything uses technology. You know, so if something is so difficult, try and make it easier. So the aim of what we had was, well, let's try and make something extremely complicated easier to understand. And how do we do this? And we drew on our own experience as a gymnast of how we tried to understand complicated skills. And we remembered how our coaches would try and tell us how to learn them. And we remembered how when you did a competition, you thought you did a good routine and the score comes out and the score is low and you say, well, what did I do wrong? You never really understood fully. You could perform, you could do the skills, you could do the hard elements, but you never understood them. And we said, so surely, if you can understand something properly, your performance will be better. If you can coach something when you understand it, not only will the coaching be better, then it will be safer. And also, if you understand something when you're judging it, maybe there could be a more linear consistency with the judging because everybody is understanding the same information. So we just tried to take a concept of complicated information and try to make it as easy and as smooth as possible for somebody to understand and learn, but continuously learn, continuously develop. You know, it's a long process, so we just wanted to try and help, you know, these people in the sport with the process of their own gymnastics journey.
My next question is, if one person listen now this podcast and don't understand what is FB Curves, if we can explain what is this library of cutoff points.
FB Curves 3D Gym has basically created a gymnastics educational platform, which is designed for learning and developing within the sport. It's designed for gymnasts, coaches, and judges. Basically, it's split into different programs, and each program has a different objective. And the objective is different for if you're a coach, a gymnast, or a judge, or a trampolinist, or a tumbler. There is a way that the programs are used for each person in these categories, and different ways that they help these people. So if we take, for example, to start, our first program was the application called 3D Gym Men. The application 3D Gym Men is basically the whole code of points masculine in the application. The application holds all of the information from the code of points. It has every single skill individually in full 3D animation. And this 3D animation allows the user to have 360-degree viewing of every skill. You have the speed control to slow the speed down so that you can see the skill being performed in slow motion. You have direction controls. So if you're looking at hand placements, you can go forward, back to see the timing of the hand placements. It has the body angles and positions of every skill that is being validated by experts. It has search engine and filters so that you can look through the code of points to find information and skills easily. You don't have to go page by page. You just click B, C, D, and all the information is automatically available for you. It has D-score calculators, so you can work out the value of your routines. It has quizzes, so you can continue to develop your knowledge on the scoring system. And it's just packed with information. So this application and is 3D Gym Men. You have the same for 3D Gym Women, which is the same. It has the whole code of points and every functionality is the same. These applications, we like to use them and say that they help. If we take a gymnast, for example, a gymnast will use these applications to study a skill that they are looking to learn or a skill that they are doing, but they're trying to get better. They will use it to visualize the technique, to understand the body position, the body angles, and they'll also use it to understand the advice from the coaches. They will also then use it to try to understand the judging score. They will see how the skill is meant to be done. And then when they perform it, whether it be through video or something, they can see themselves perform the skill, and they will see the difference between what the judge expects to see and what they do. So they can start to understand why they're losing their scores. So this is the first one for gymnasts. And then for the coaches will use the applications, again, to help them understand the skill, to understand the skill and how are they going to teach this skill? How are they going to give all of this information to a gymnast? Like we said, we draw on our own experience. When we used to be in the gym and the coach would shout, "You're in the wrong position. I don't know what this means." But now you can visually see, the coach can show you on the application the skill. It can pause the animation at the exact moment when the coach is telling you you're in the wrong position. He can say, "Your body is here. Look at the animation. The body is here." And you can visually understand it. You can visually see. Can also help the coaches to develop some ideas on how they're going to support and coach these skills. If it's the first time somebody is doing a new skill, the coach needs to know fully where is the gymnast going to be in the air, how long they're going to be in the air, what position will they be in the air, where will they land, and also think what will happen if the gymnast does this skill incorrectly. Where will they fall? Why will they fall? So trying to give a complete understanding of every skill so the judge can the coach can develop correct information to help their student understand fully. And then the judges will use the applications to help them understand skills fully about how they should be performed, because every animation on the applications is validated by experts. This is a technique that they would like to see. It's not perfect. Perfect doesn't exist. You know, there is always...
It's the ideal.
It's the ideal technique, exactly. The ideal technique of what they would like to see and how they'd like to see it performed. So if you can understand this technique, then you're working in the correct direction for a judge. So the judge will use the application to continue developing their knowledge and their skills. Because as they go from competition to competition, whether it be different levels of performance or whether it be geographically, you know, we know through gymnastic studies that in certain parts of the world, there is more people doing one type of skill because is what's taught more in this geographical place than the other. So the judge will need to know this to be able to go there and judge the skill correctly. So using the application, they can then study these skills. And they can say, right now, I know the value, I know the difficulty, I know the group, and I know what the technique's meant to look like. They can take part in the quiz on the application, and they can say, right, I'm going to test myself in this category because this is the type of category I'm going to have when I get to the next competition. So they can just keep refreshing their knowledge, but also it can help the new judges, new coaches coming through, continually develop. Every other work in the world, every other employment, that you always hear the phrase CPD, continued program development. They always talk about this. So we're given an opportunity for somebody to keep developing on their own journey, you know, to keep with correct information, because all the information we supply is correct, is validated before it's released. It has the stamp. This information is correct, and the top people in the world have said it's correct. So what you are seeing and what you are learning is good information. It's not something that has just been taken from the internet or from a magazine and somebody say, "Oh, maybe we should do like this." This is information that has been studied, has been created, has been developed. A lot of time has been spent on it. And this is so that it's correct. And that's the main thing as well, is having information that's correct and valid for a user So everybody's on the same page. Everybody's learning the same material. Everybody's learning the same information. And with this, we think we can get some kind of a consistency for everybody. So there's the two gymnastic applications. We have done the same in trampolining. And the trampolining application is relatively new. It came out at the end of last year, so it's only been around for a little while. We're still evaluating the feedback and people's opinions, which is great. It's proven very popular. And it's the same as the gymnastics program. It has all the skills, it has all the functions, the quiz. It has a little extra function where you can create your own routine. So you can actually select your 10 jumps and then watch it in full 3D to visualize your routine fully. With all the user controls, and it will also tell you the value of your routine, which is very important. So before you start, you know your routine is going to be judged out of 14.2, 15.1, 12.6. You know this information before you start working your routine. So it's a very good process, but also not just for the trampolinist, again, for the coach, the judge, they can continue to develop all of their knowledge about the skills and the performance of their athletes. They are the main applications that we've developed at the moment. We've also developed an interface on the web where there is the website. And again, we've created all of these applications also have a web version because we know some people, they don't have access to a tablet or a smartphone. We know in some countries, geographically, it's not possible to subscribe to an application on certain app stores. So we created the same education platform, but on a web version. So the user can go on the website, access the men's and women's and trampoline applications on the website and have all of the same features as what's on an application. They can have it on the website using their mouse and keyboard as controls. So we felt this was very important because we also know not just geographically, we know sometimes, you know, generations are different. So some generations of coaches and judges, they come from an older generation who don't like the technology of smartphone and tablet, but they still like to use their computer and see the importance of the programs we've created. So they will use it on the computer.
And so you adapt.
Try to help all the generations. We can see the computer-based side of it is an older generation to the new generation coming through now where everything is smartphone and iPad and almost as if the computer doesn't exist anymore. You know, for the younger generation today, if it's not in your hand, they don't know. So yeah, we developed that to help that side of it. And also, you know, we said when you're in university or on a seminar or in a presentation, sometimes it's easier to use a computer to present the information. So we wanted to make it accessible for everybody. So that was what we developed with the application side of it. We then also went into, we said, okay, now we've developed a program about skill analysis and comprehension and understanding. So we said, now we need to develop a program about the performance analysis. So there we created the program about the deduction video library. And this takes all of the performance and breaks it down to what happens when you do it badly. So the deduction video library on the website, this is not on the application because there's so much information, we stream it live through our website. So this, the users will go on the website and here they will have a library of information. And again, it's a library that we just keep adding information to all the time. When we launched this part of the program, we had about 20 animations on there. Now we have over 180. You know, it's constantly growing and growing and growing. And we take topical information. We will have judges or coaches or gymnasts, they contact us and they say, at last week's competition, there was arguments about this score. A lot of people don't understand this. Please explain. So we'll take it away, the information. We'll dissect it. And we will create these animations. They can be between 1 minute and 5 minutes long. And they basically take a skill. It could be a catch-up. It could be a sukahara. It could be a dismount on beam. It could be a magyar on pommel horse, a zulin on haiba. It could be anything. And we'll take these skills and we'll break them down and say, first part of the video is ideal performance. There's no deduction. And then we'll break it down. You bend your arm, you lose this. You open your leg, you lose this. You bend your left leg, you lose this. You touch the apparatus here, you lose this. So each time the user is understanding, each time I've done this wrong, I've lost this, I've lost this, I've lost this. So they start to understand. The gymnast will understand why they got the score. So it's not just understanding why they got the score, it's understanding what they have to do better next time to improve their score. And then the coach will use it to understand, why did my gymnast get this score? What do I have to look at when they're training? And what do I have to make sure they're doing correctly so that next time when they do the performance, their score is better? And then your judges will use this program to keep their knowledge. If they go a period of time not judging, they need to refresh the information. They can go, they can watch the 180 animations. They can watch step by step. It goes from beginner, intermediate, elite. It covers all categories, men's, women's, all the apparatus. They can use it to practice, to revise, like revision. They can use it to prepare for exams. They can use it to test themselves. They can use it to explain. If they're going into their gym and to speak to some coaches to say, on the weekend, we did judging at a competition. There was a lot of problems with this performance. So they can explain it. So it's kind of creating a go-to program of the scoring analysis. Scoring analysis, the system of performance, why the scores happen, why they lose the marks. So again, we're trying to connect to the full community, the gymnast, the coach, the judge. These videos as well, we've been lucky enough to have the possibility. They've been used in some FIG World Cup events, like in Paris, where these videos have been put on the big screens in the arenas. So the public is being informed. So if a gymnast, I don't know, they do a passage on the floor and they step out of the floor area. Afterwards, one of the animations explaining the deduction for when you step out of the floor explains to the public why the score is happening. So we're informing the public. We're killing the downtime in the competition, trying to create some atmosphere, some animation, so there's no time where people sit and they wait. They wait. Nothing happened. Now we entertain them, but we entertain them with information. We're trying to increase the learning experience when they're in these competitions. So this has proved very popular. It's been used, like I said, in World Cup events. It's been used in national championships in France, in the UK. It's been used in the Grizzly Classic competition in Canada. It's being used this summer in the Swiss Cup in Switzerland. So this is a point that's growing that we would really like to see this grow more. We have some nice new strategic partnerships in place, which we hope are going to help grow this to help spread the word about our programs. But also, we feel also it could improve the information that is given when gymnastics is on the television. Is very popular. In the Olympics, everybody likes to watch the gymnastics. It's a visual sport. People are impressed. People enjoy watching it. So if we have this audience, there will always be someone in this audience that person can relate gymnastics to, because gymnastics is statistically is one of the highest done participated sports in the world. Every child, all the schools, everything. When you take the amount of participants, it's a huge amount of people. So these people will always have someone, if they're watching on the telly, whether it be a niece, a nephew, a cousin, a friend's daughter, a friend's son, they will know somebody who does gymnastics or has done gymnastics. So they will start to appreciate the difficulty and how what the amount of training goes into for somebody to perform one of these skills and how complex and how difficult it is to get a score. You know, they will start to appreciate more your Simone Biles, your people like this, who are phenomenal athletes, and just how hard they have to train to get to where they are. And even if you take your gymnast to intermediate level, trying to come to elite level to represent their country for the first time, let these people understand how difficult it is and how much information not just a gymnast or a trampolinist or a coach, but also a judge, how much information they need to learn to understand. Visualization is powerful. You know, if somebody can see it, they can understand it. And if they can understand it, it will help them do it. So the aim of all of the 3D gym programs is let's give a platform of information that the technology has helped develop something. See it, understand it, do it. You know, it's a process. You don't want to be trying to do something if you haven't seen it and you don't understand it. That's where injuries happen. That's where bad performance happens. That's where bad coaching happens. You know, and it doesn't go just in one level. It goes in all categories. You know, it goes from the bottom to the top. You know, you can't start teaching a certain skill until somebody has the right level to be able to do that skill. And to be able to do that skill, there's many skills underneath that they need to be able to do. You know, so while you're analyzing these skills and understanding them using the applications and the websites, if you're trying to teach someone, you know, how to do a Sukahara, or Yuchenko, they need to learn to do the round off first. They need to learn to do the backflip first. They need to learn to do the somersault. If they don't know all of these things individually, why are you going to try and make them do it in one go altogether, you know? We're trying to improve the understanding, the concept of learning, and the quality of the information available to everybody in our sport. Not just gymnastics, but trampolining and the future sports that we're going to develop into also. We're trying to become a go-to reference to help all these people, whether it be performance, judging, coaching, competition, recreation. You know, we're trying to get the information across effectively and create a community with this information that everybody can relate to.
Yeah, it's a huge achievement. Be on the big screen in a competition, explain the rules to people maybe sometimes don't understand how is judging gymnastics.
Yes, it was we have a very nice partnership with the French Gymnastics Federation. And they saw the possibility and the opportunity. And they used the animations
in the
Accor Arena in Paris. So basically, during the warm ups, and when people were waiting for the scores, they were using the videos. And because of the event, you know, it was a fantastic event. They had like 12,000 people every day. Very, very nice event and very well organized. They had like a commentator speaking during the live performance. So he could use these videos as a reference with the public. So he could say, oh, you saw the gymnast fell out of the floor here. Look at the screen now. This is explaining why they fell out of the floor. This is how much points they're going to lose. Maybe this can change the position between first, second, third. You know, it creates an ambience.
Atmosphere.
It gets the public, getting the public involved in the competition. Mm-hmm. You all remember when you go to a gym competition sometimes and you sit down and you watch it. It lasts 5 hours, and you know, nothing really happens. You're waiting. You don't know who's winning, who's last place, who nobody knows. Sometimes you say, oh, that person, they did an amazing performance. And then later you say, well, why they not win anything? Because you don't understand why, you know? So let's use this time. You know, Paris, fantastic example. You know, people were paying 30, 40 euros for a ticket to go into the arena, and they leave with lots of information. They leave. We had so many, after the first time we did this event, we've been lucky to do that one, that World Cup event. They've asked us back for the last 4 years now. We've been there every year. And we receive emails after the event regularly from parents saying, oh, thank you so much. I learned stuff now. So when I go and watch my children, I understand more. And we have parents contacting us and saying, I've just downloaded your application. They say, I'm not a gymnast, but now I can appreciate what my children are trying to do. And when my child discusses skills with me, I now know what they're talking about. So we're kind of making gymnastics, trying to help the parents as well understand the sport. It's like we said in the beginning, it's such a complicated sport. If people can understand it, then it's an easier process. If parents can understand how difficult, you know, how difficult it is for the children or even if your husband is a coach or your wife is a coach, when they come home from the gym, their head is like this because they've been shouting at their kids all day about the technique and everything. You know, you can explain, you can show what they're trying to do. And the same for the gymnasts, you know, I remember, you know, you do a skill, you go home, your parents, your grandmother, your sister, your friend, they don't know what it is, you know, unless they're a gymnast. But then if they see it, they go, wow, you know, it's nice for somebody to be able to show. So, you know, it's not just, you know, the good thing is we're not just helping the learning, the education, the developments. We're also helping the understanding of the sport to a wider community. You know, like we said, it's a popular sport. People understand it more. It's only going to get more popular. The more popular it gets, the better it is for all of us.
I can't realize before this interview how much impact can create FB Cubes. Because first was the 3DG man. Second, you say, okay, we will go more forward. We will also develop a walk on artistic gymnastics. Now, few months ago, you developed trampoline. Also, the website, because this is our resume, you have the video library deductions for judges. And later you go move forward, you go with the public, the people who look in the gymnastics in the arena, later the partnerships. So now I want to mention this because when we developed this course in Dubai, the Elevate 21 and Elevate 22, we will send the greetings to Flavio Vesi, who use the apps for teach coaches and gymnasts in Dubai. And I am really sure also Eric Boucharin, who gave you a lot of support in this application. So this is a huge community who support this new era of technology in gymnastics. But also you have partnerships.
Yeah, it was a... Obviously, when we started in the beginning, we believed that we had a very good product. We believed we had a very good idea. But we also understood that it's not always just having a good product and a good idea. You know, users and people who might interact with you need to have the reassurance that what they are purchasing or what they are using is what it is. It's good. So myself and Fabian spent a lot of time, you know, how do we get this credibility? How do we get this validation? How do we get this confidence that we can give to these people. So we realize that to get this, it's got to be done through collaborations and partnerships with established people already in the gymnastics community, because this will give people confidence in what we're doing. So it would also give us confidence that what we're doing, other people believe in it as well. So in the beginning, you know, the first partnership we had was with Gymnova, who the manufacturing company for gymnastics equipment, who they saw what we were trying to do and the potential, and they saw the advantage of associating their brand with us, because they believed that we were showing vision, and we were trying to improve our sport. So this worked well with what they believed in. So that was one of our first signings as a partnership, as a collaboration, a strategic partnership to help us spread the word about the programs, but also it gave us our first credibility. If you like, it was the first big name to say, yeah, okay, we believe that what you're doing is good. We'll back this. We'll give you some guidance and try and open some doors and make some introductions and help you develop some contacts. So that was very good. And now we're 6th year of collaborating with Gymnova, and it's been a wonderful experience. They've introduced us to some great people. In return, we've given them some exposure on their brand through our programs. So it's been a very nice process. We have created kind of two ways of looking at it. These are like commercial partnerships where we help them and they help us in communicating to the community about what we do. But it's very important because we're sharing our communities. So the audience is larger and geographically, it helps cover a lot of places around the world. We have a great partnership as well with Milano Leotards here in the UK, who again, they saw the vision of what we were trying to do and where we were going. And again, they believe that it was something which worked well with their brand, that they wanted to be seen to try and to help develop the sport and involved with a project that's innovative and new. So again, this was a nice partnership that we've been with them for 3 years now. And again, we help each other with our communities, talking about each other's projects, brands, and guidance and ideas, which is always very nice. And you know, to have such brands involved is fantastic. Another commercial partnership we developed recently is with our friends at Eurotramp in Germany. When we developed the trampoline app, we actually met them in a gymnastics congress. And they'd seen what we did in gymnastics and said, oh, this would be amazing in trampolining. And we said, well, we are doing it in trampolining. And we entered into discussions with them and we created a partnership with them for the trampolining app, 3D trampoline. And they've been fantastic as well. With them, we've really looked into, you know, the sport analysis of time in the air and, because when they produce their trampolines, they have all this data and this information, which has helped us produce as well with our technology, the skill analysis, but is given the correct time in the air and how the trampoline reacts to somebody jumping on it. So all this information is used to help develop the ideal technique for the animations within the applications. We've also got a great partnership with European Gymnastics. We signed a partnership with them 4 years ago now. And again, they've been very good with us. We work very closely with all their technical committees. The technical committees are on validating information. We also create a lot of information for the technical committees when they have their judging instruction and coaching instruction before European Championships and big competitions. They will use our programs to discuss and deliver information. We work closely with them on their education around performance analysis, and we're working on some new ideas with them to help deliver more information to the gymnastic community. So that's been a very, very nice development with the technical committee and the management committee with Lisa Woodman and other people that have been very supportive and very helpful. Again, they decided to support us because they believed in what we were trying to do, and they believed in what we were doing. So it gives us the credibility to be able to approach the public and say, listen, this information is available for you, and it's here to help you. So for them to see it's used by these top-level people, then it's great. We've also created a very nice partnership, which is more relevant to your side of the world, with PAGU.
PAGU.
Yeah, the Pan American Gymnastics Union. We've worked very closely with Richard Crepin and Naomi in developing this, and this is very new. Richard Crepin's been a very good follower of us from the beginning. He's believed in what we're doing and what we're trying to do, and he believes that we have a vision to help the development of the sport, which is very important to him, and he has helped us create this great partnership. Basically, the aim of this partnership was to give the opportunity to these countries within this federation, the opportunity to have access at high quality material to help develop the coaching and the judging and the performance in these countries. So like I said, it's a very new partnership. We've only just signed it with them. We've currently exchanged with every member federation and with the PAGU officials that are going to the Olympics. We've exchanged with all of them. They all now have access to our programs and our material, and they are using it and testing it. And we are soon going to take this partnership to the next level, where we will start to diffuse this information to the community in these federations. And our aim is to give them access to the programs at a very, very, very good discounted rates, because our aim is to help sport and to help the development. So we're going to help feed through them. So this has been a fantastic collaboration and a partnership that's been created. And during the way with this, you know, it leads to partnerships along the way. We have a very, very nice partnership with the French Federation, like I said. We work very, very closely with them on their judging and their coaching development every year, and when they have their new series of exams and seminars and courses. They use our material to deliver the programs. We're in good talks with people such as British Gymnastics, where we're developing ideas and processes to support the material they're delivering to try and help the learning experience. And we want to try and basically give every member to all these federations the possibility to access our programs. you know, everything, nothing's for free. If we could give everything away for free, we would. You know, we want to develop the sport, but the technology side of it is an expensive business, which is constantly developing and improving and changing. So obviously we need to fund this to keep the programs alive and available for the users. So this is done through payment, obviously, but our whole economic model was based on a low subscription cost. You know, it's not a program which costs hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of dollars to use, you know, because we want to help the community. And if you put a price tag at thousands of dollars straight away, then you're not helping the community, because you can only get a certain amount of people to use the program. So like we said, we see it's fantastic to work with elite gymnastics and elite coaches and elite judges and trampolinists. It's fantastic. But we also know it's extremely important to us to work with the beginner and intermediate side of the sport, because this is where the most development is needed. And this is where we see where we can help the sport the best. It's helping develop gymnasts, it's helping develop new coaches, better coaches, and it's helping develop judging. So this is where we place ourselves as a highly important market for us. That is got so much potential, that needs help, that needs developing. And in the small time that we have been around, you know, we're still a very, very young startup program, but we've done a lot of things in the small time we've been here. And the feedback we've got, the positivity and how people have told us that we've made an impact in the learning, just shows to us that the ideas were correct. And we just need to hang on, keep developing. And all the time and expense that's been incurred to get the programs to where they are today, they'll come good in the end. And like I said, our economic model is not to stop here. We don't stop here. We've got so much more to develop, not just the gymnastics and the trampoline programs. They will continually develop with better experience for the users, with more information, with more technology advances. They will always get better and better. Like I said, we've gone into trampolining now. We've become the first program in trampolining. We've had conversations with European trampolining about it, and you know, they're so happy that there's something's been done to help the sport. We're going to develop this further and make it even better. But we don't stop there. We is to develop into a tool used in all the sports that are gymnastic based or have a gymnastic element, a scoring system. You know, so you have your figure skating, you have your tumbling, you have your mini tramp, you have team gym, you have diving, you have so many sports where technique needs to be understood. So all of these sports, we want to take our technology and roll them into all of these sports. So 3D Gym becomes a reference in understanding in these sports. And they're all gymnastic-based. They have a gymnastic element to them, a performance side. They have a scoring system. All of this needs to be understood, not just from the performer, but from the coach and the scorer, the judge, and then the public as well. Use it all to create a community around these disciplines that are so difficult to understand and do. So that's our aim. And like I said earlier, the information with the partnerships we talked about, you know, you named a few, you know, people that use the programs and have helped along the way. Like you said, Flavio Bessi uses it. Eric Bouchard uses it. You know, we have many experts that are using it to give the information. FIG Education, you know, that FIG judges, a lot of them, they're using the program, they're using the applications, they're seeing the benefits. And it's thanks to people like this, and with trampolining, we have Clive Morgan and Sebastian Martini, these people that have helped along the way. You know, without these people who've seen the vision that we've had when we're making these programs, who have said, you know what, this is a good idea. We need this in the sport. So they've given their time and they've given their expertise to help us, to validate techniques, to have important discussions with us about the community, about who would use the program, how they would use it. All this to help us design it, to make the user functions. You know, this is such a long process. Everyone just thinks it's just an application, but the amount of information and the time and the research and the resources that go into just making it work is forever changing. So we just, you know, there's a new code of points that's just come out. You know, we're right on it. The applications will be updated very soon. And it's a constant resource of information that's always correct, that's in your pocket all the time. It's always there. And that's the good thing. You could be anywhere in the world, any time zone, anywhere geographically. You can take your iPad, take your phone, open your computer, and the information is up to date. It's always correct. And that's important for us. That's very important.
It's very prominent how this app opened a lot of gates in gymnastics about knowledge, about understand, about analyze, about all the people is behind these apps, all the work behind, because just we open the app, but we don't understand how many hours of developing you have there inside. Is such incredible work. Now you mentioned all the future also of FDCures, because not stop. Just keep going. It's you have a lot of possibilities. Now I have the last question, Chris, and also if you can answer, like thinking about Fabien. If you are a young coach, because you mentioned about this, the support, the helping of beginners and intermediate coaches, because already the high level coaches, they have their own process or method. But think about this new generation of coaches. What is your advice of the new generation of coaches using this tool?
Yeah, good question. I mean, perfect doesn't exist. A gymnast won't perform a perfect skill. You can't coach perfectly, and nothing will be judged perfectly. But what you can concentrate on to make yourself a better coach is the information you're delivering. You'll ask yourself, do I understand what I'm telling my gymnast? Because if you don't understand it, how will the gymnast understand it? If the gymnast asked the coach a question about what they're trying to learn, do you know the answer to the question? You know, really look using the app, like I said, the amount of functions on the app that you can use to analyze one skill, you know, use that to your advantage. Slow it down, for example, when you're watching an animation, so that you can see step by step at what moment does the body position change? At what moment does the weight shift from left to right? At what moment does the gymnast create the twisting action? At what moment does your gymnast look to land on the floor? Does he spot the landing? Take all this information and use it so that you can deliver the information powerfully and correctly so that your gymnast can understand it. And you can also maximize the potential of your gymnast to score. You know, we know that not every gymnast is going to score the highest marks, but the gymnast will be happy if they score the highest that they can in the mark that they can potentially do. So if your gymnast is only going to score a 12, make it a good 12. Make them happy. Make them happy with what they've done, achieved. Everything's an achievement. achievement. The sport is so difficult. It's so hard. Like I said earlier, you know, whatever level of gymnastics, whether it be a forward roll or a triple somersault, it's an achievement. So if somebody's achieving these skills, they've got the right to be taught them correctly, to be understood. So if you're a new coach coming through, you know, use the information available. That's my advice, is use the information available. And I know Fabian as well, we've talked about this. The whole basics, myself and Fabian said in the beginning about the project and the programs, is analysis, development, and understanding. That's the three key points of all the programs. Analyze it, understand it, and use this information to develop. So whether it's one skill, two skills, judging, performing, the information is there. Use it, spend the time, and also use it with the gymnast. What we've loved to see is we've seen it at competition, we've seen it in the gym. We've seen a coach with the app on an iPad or on the telephone stood next to a gymnast, and they're having a conversation about the skill. The gymnast has just done the skill, and maybe he's fallen off, or maybe he's done it very well, but they're looking at the skill then on the application, and we can see them using the slowing it down, pausing it, looking at the body position and discussing it and saying, you were here, this was here, that was very good, this could be better. They're using the information available to them to improve the performance. So, you know, if I'm trying to give advice to a coach, myself and Fabian would say to them, you know, the information's there. It's use it how you want, because everybody uses information differently. You know, there is no perfect way to use the information. People learn differently. People understand differently. Sometimes people tell us how they use our application, and we say, wow, we didn't think of that. You know, everybody uses it a way that they want to. So for us, like we said in the beginning, we wanted to create something that was going to help all the levels, all the categories, gymnast, coach, judge. We've created it. Use it. It's there. It's available. You know, make it help you. Make it help your gymnast. Make it make you a better coach, a better judge, a better performer. You know, like we said, development, understanding, you know, it goes together. If you understand, you develop. And to develop, you need to understand. And then with them together, you get improved performance. And that's scientifically proven in sport around the world, in hundreds of sports different that use technology. Everybody who's using it is advancing. So we just hope that the way we've thought of what we're trying to do, that'll keep coming across to the community and keep growing. And if it keeps growing, we keep growing. And the more we keep growing, the more we keep offering to the users, the more we'll develop, the more we'll improve, and the more we'll get out there. You know, the more users we get, it generates an income. We're not hiding anything from anybody. It generates an income. This income doesn't just go straight into our pockets. You know, this income is used to develop the programs. You know, we have ideas that we want to make it better. We've designed these ideas. We know what we need to do step by step. We know how much it's going to cost to make this idea a reality. So we offset our budgets. So we're continuously developing. And it's the only way that we reach our goal is by spreading the word to the community and letting people appreciate how it can help them. So hopefully we'll keep doing this. And it's thanks to things like this with you, Emilio, that we can get the word across. And, you know, it's thanks to people like yourself as well. You know, you spend a lot of time, you know, doing what you do. So, you know, I think the community should thank you as well. It's good to have someone doing it.
Thank you so much, Chris, because is what I'm doing, it's exactly how you start, probably, and how Fabian start, is how we can connect the dots. how we can make more easily everything to the community. Not everyone know everything. The only way how we can improve is connect with each other. And I figure out so many things now after the meeting, this interview, make me understand the purpose of Epicures. And please, if the people want to know more about Epicures, where they can find you?
Yeah, sure. I mean, if anyone, you know, whether you're a gymnast, a coach or a judge or a parent or a competition organizer, if anyone wants to talk about anything, you know, they can contact us, you know, either send an email. The email address is easy. It's contact@fbcurves.com. You know, they send an email to us. They go on our website, again, www.fbcurves.com. I think it's written behind my head, I think, as well, actually.
it's also on Instagram.
On here, Instagram. We got FB Curves on Instagram. We got Facebook. We got all of the main points of communication we use. We use this to also to inform our users. If we have an update on the app, we put it on Instagram. We put it everywhere. We say, make sure your application is up to date because there's been a new version released. We use it to share some information on our stories. Sometimes, if we're working with somebody, we'll tell a story about it. You know, it's informing the community. Like you said, it's massive for us. The word informing, you know, is the key word. You know, it's the hardest word to do is to inform the community because it's such a big community. And it's a spread effect. You need people to talk. When people talk, the information passes. So, yeah, feel free to contact us on any of them. You can send us a message on any of them. Myself or Fabian will answer. You know, we speak English, French, a little bit of Spanish, you know. But if not, we have Google Translate, which can help a lot.
Yeah, the AI is support us now. So if I will add the is information on the caption of the podcast. So, this podcast will be available in YouTube and LinkedIn, in Apple Podcasts and Spotify. Also, I think in the Epicures social media. So I will tell you, thank you so much, Chris and Fabienne, for give us this time, give us this knowledge, give us this interview, because it was an amazing interview. So thanks a lot.
Well, thank you very much. Thank you for your time.
See you, Chris.
Ciao.
And well, the episode is just in the end. Thank you so much for listening to this new chapter. And remember, if you want to hear more, you can find our podcast in Apple Podcasts and Spotify like World Gymnastic Coaches. Find us in YouTube, LinkedIn, and Instagram like Escuela del Sur. And always you can find all our information in coachemilio.com. See you next time. Vamos arriba.